Crypto climbs as U.S. CPI hits its highest level. Since 2023, U.S. headline inflation is re-accelerating. Cointelegraph reported on June 15, 2026, that the latest consumer price index reading came in at its highest level since 2023, a print that signals price pressure is building again rather than cooling. The conventional reaction to a hot CPI is straightforward. Rate cut expectations fade, the dollar firms, and risk assets sell off. That is not what crypto did. The tape went the other way. As of June 15, 2026, the major assets were green across the board. Bitcoin traded near 66,227, up 1.55% on the day. Ether sat at 117.92, up 4.34%. Solana was at 73.75, up 5.1%, and XRP changed hands around 124, up 5.85%. BNB lagged the group with a 0.69% gain to roughly $616.60. Over the prior week, the same four large caps were up between 1.8% and 10%. A hot inflation number and a broad crypto bid on the same day is the part worth sitting with. It does not fit the textbook script, where accelerating CPI pushes the Federal Reserve toward holding rates higher for longer and pulls money out of speculative assets first. For a deeper look at how this market has been trading off macro headlines lately, the recent rally off extreme fear lows covered the same pattern from a different catalyst. Sentiment and price are not agreeing. The other number to hold next to the green candles is the CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index, which read 25 on June 15th, squarely in fear territory. Price is rising while a sentiment gauge stays pinned in fear as a divergence, not a confirmation. It usually means the move is being driven by flows or short covering rather than broad conviction, and that participants are still positioned defensively even as the screen turns green. There are a few plausible reads, and none of them are confirmed by the CPI print alone. One is that a hot CPI, if it is seen as the peak rather than the start of a trend, can be bought as a bad news is priced in event. Another is that persistent inflation strengthens the long-running argument for holding a fixed supply asset like Bitcoin against a currency losing purchasing power. A third, more mechanical read is simply that a crowded short base got squeezed on a day when fear was already extreme. This is speculative framing, not a forecast. None of it is financial advice. The angle for people who spend crypto CPI is not an abstraction for anyone funding a card from a crypto balance. A higher inflation read feeds directly into the rate and FX expectations that set the cost of moving between fiat and crypto. And it is the clearest version of the argument many holders make for keeping value in stablecoin balances rather than a depreciating local currency between purchases. When the dollar's purchasing power erodes faster, the gap between holding cash and holding a yield-bearing or appreciating asset widens. That said, the cost of spending crypto is rarely just the headline number on the asset. The disclosed card fee usually sits on top of a network spread of roughly 0.5% to 0.9% and a crypto-to-fiat conversion spread taken at the point of sale, plus any on-chain gas for funding the balance. A favorable macro day does not erase those layers. For U.S. holders weighing how this plays out at home, the U.S. crypto card landscape is where rate and inflation expectations actually show up in conversion costs. And the broader crypto card comparison lays out where the fee stack is thinnest. One CPI print is a data point, not a trend. One CPI release is a data point, not a trend. And the primary source here is a single report rather than the official BLS tables. The reading establishes that inflation rose to its highest level since 2023. It does not establish where the Fed lands at its next meeting or whether the crypto bid holds past this session. Anyone reading this days later should check live prices, since the figures above are a June 15th snapshot, and crypto can give back a 5% day as quickly as it posts one. The cleaner takeaway is the divergence itself. A hot inflation print, a fear and greed index at 25, and four large caps up between 1.6% and 5.9% on the same day is an unusual combination. It says the market is rising on something other than comfort, and that the gap between how traders feel and how prices are moving has rarely been this wide this week.